USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former FBI Director James Comey remains behind closed doors, being questioned again about his handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation and the early stages of the Russia probe. Julia Manchester is a reporter for The Hill. She says this is Republicans' last chance to question Comey in this way.
Their narrative, while they've been controlling the House during the Trump administration, is to try to investigate alleged bias at the Justice Department and the FBI. So there has been this back and forth. So they're trying to fit in the last time they can with Comey while they're in power.
She was speaking on CBS News. North Korea warning the U.S. that increased sanctions could spark Pyongyang to build more nuclear weapons. The response coming after Washington announced sanctions on three North Korean officials for reported human rights abuses. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Exciting things happened over the last 24 hours.
President Trump speaking at the Congressional Ball on Saturday night, referring to the federal judge's ruling on Friday that the Obamacare Act is in its present form unconstitutional. Republican Senator Susan Collins saying she believes that ruling is going to be overturned on appeal. But the Indiana Attorney General Curtis Hill says
the individual mandate is the linchpin, so it covers the entire aspect of the Affordable Care Act. So if you remove that tax, then the individual mandate fails, and right. Congress itself said that the individual mandate was what made Obamacare work in the first place.
He was speaking on Fox and Friends. Storms causing trouble in the east and west today. On the east coast, they're still rescuing people and trying to dry out after several days of record rainfall, especially in the Baltimore, Washington, D.C. area. Meanwhile, in Northern California, waves have been reaching heights as tall as five-story buildings. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Two branches of the biggest order of Catholic priests are expected to release names of priests accused of sexually abusing minors before today is over. The Midwest and Maryland branches of the Jesuits to release their lists of abusive priests dating back more than 60 years. One of those priests expected to be Donald J. O'Shaughnessy, accused of repeatedly assaulting a boy at a private Catholic school in suburban Chicago for years. Sears is paying more than $25 million in bonuses to its top executives and high-ranking employees just months after filing for bankruptcy. A federal bankruptcy court approved the company's request to pay the $25.3 million in bonuses. Sears says it will give high-level employees a financial incentive to stay with the retailer as it works to rebuild itself. And it comes as Sears is reporting losses of nearly $2 billion. Through the first 9 months of this year, Sears having filed for bankruptcy protection back in October. And country music legend Charlie Daniels Charity is donating $50,000 to help military veterans fighting cancer. The Journey Home Project donating the money to Nashville's Vanderbilt Ingram Cancer Center. Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.